Isaiah chapter 28. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of fat valleys of those who are overcome with wine. Look, the Lord has a mighty and strong one, which is a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, will cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, will be trodden under feet. And the glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fat valley, will be a fading flower, and is the hasty fruit before the summer. Which when he who looks upon it sees, while it is yet in his hand he eats it up. In that day the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes will be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem, kingly crown, of beauty, to the remnant of his people. And for a spirit of judgment to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way, the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink, they are swallowed up by wine, they are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision, they stumble in judgment. Because all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no clean place. Who will he teach knowledge? And to whom will he cause to understand teachings? Those who are weaned from the milk, and nursing children. Because precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. Because with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people. To whom he said, "This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." Yet they would not listen. But the word of the Lord Jehovah was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. That they might go, and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Therefore hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, you scornful men, who rule this people who are in Jerusalem. Because you have said, "We have made a covenant with death, and with hell we are in agreement, when the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us, because we have lies as our refuge, and under falsehood we have hidden ourselves." Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Look, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He who believes will not make haste. I will also lay judgment to the line, and righteousness to the plumb line, and the hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death will be disannulled, and your agreement with hell will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trodden down by it. From the time that it goes forth it will take you. Because morning by morning it will pass over, by day and by night, and it will be a trouble only to understand the report. Because the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than he can wrap himself in it. Because the Lord Jehovah will rise up as in Mount Perazim, he will be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work. And bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore do not be mockers, lest your bands be made strong, because I have heard from the Lord God Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. A consumption is determined upon the whole earth. Listen, and hear my voice. Pay attention, and hear my speech. Does the plowman plow all day to sow? Does he open and break the clods of his ground? When he has made plain its face, does he not sow abroad the fitches, and scatter the cumin, and sow in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? Because his God instructs him to discretion, and teaches him. Because the fitches are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the cumin. But the fitches are beaten out with a staff, and the cumin with a rod. Bread corn is bruised. Because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also comes forth from the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, who is wonderful in counsel, and excellent in working.